This summer, I had my first sighting of a June bug on the morning of June 1st. Their compliance to an estimated time of arrival schedule would make O'Hare Airport envious. But that's probably not a good analogy, since June bugs don't fly in for their summer residency. Rather, they dig up from the subterranean depths, more like a New York subway car that's been in the storage yard for a while and is once again called into service. Their life cycle begins underground, where eggs hatch into white grubs that are quite destructive, especially in lawns and pastures, as they ultimately spend about 3 years below the soil surface in a series of hibernation in cold months and voracious eating of grass roots in the growing seasons. They eventually pupate into a scarab beetle form and come up for air and some steamy summer sex, after which the whole cycle begins again with a new generation of grass-killing grubs. There's a lot of confusion about the nomenclature of June bugs. Actually, they're not bugs at all, but beetles. And there are more differences in the two types of insects than we have time for today. They're known in some circles as May beetles, although they are supposed to make their every third year appearance in June. But I've always known them as June bugs. And though not as welcome, they are as much a part of summer as baseball and watermelon. This year seems to be producing a bumper crop of the shiny brown buzz bombs. They have to be high up on the insect stupidity chart, right up there with Miller moths, because they insist on flying into bright lights, even if it means crashing and burning on a screen door or a singeing hot light bulb. And, like lazy teenagers in the summertime, they sleep all day and buzz around aimlessly all night. I've found the best deterrent to June bugs is to put out the welcome sign for toads. Where I find June bugs disgusting and destructive, toads find them delicious. I have several huge garden guests that have learned that the buffet line forms at dusk when I turn on the outside light. They line up along the walkway near our kitchen door and pig out on June bug tartare until they can hardly fit another one into their bulging bellies. But being good little gluttons, they do their best to eat every single one that has the misfortune to land, doing their creepy crawling and silly spinning until they get just close enough for the long toad tongue to leap out and gulp, it's all over. My grandmother had a word in her Kentucky Hill Country vocabulary that I haven't heard in years. It was junin. And I think it probably originated from generations of Appalachian folk who observed the June bugs busy buzzing about. If I was supposed to help her with a task and I was slow on the uptake, dragging my feet and taking forever to get a pail for picking beans or the bushel basket for bringing clothes in off the line, she'd say, "Skipper, you'd better get to junin' around." And if I didn't pick up my pace and join in the work, I knew there might be a light swat, as unexpected as a toad tongue, to capture my attention. But where the toad's action put an end to the June bug's life, my admonition was administered with the love and care that was sometimes necessary to put me on my life's right road.